everybody. We do have the sign-up sheet there.
They should be on your...
Yeah.
You got them there.
Right. Welcome to the Conference Committee on House Bill 2710A, and I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 27A. The purpose of this meeting is to consider proposed amendments to House Bill 2710A. Legislative Council has drafted proposed Conference Committee amendments to House Bill 2710A, and members should have a copy of the A9 amendments at your place. Mr. Taylor, do you want to explain what the A9s do?
Sure, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have the A9 amendments in front of you. If you go to page 3 of the bill, on page 2, it deletes lines 15 through 22, so it'll read as follows. A warrant issued authorizing use of a drone or the law enforcement agency has probable cause to believe that a person has committed a crime, is committing a crime, or is about to commit a crime, and exigent circumstances exist that make it unreasonable for the law enforcement agency to obtain a warrant authorizing the use of a drone. So, Mr. Chair, that basically, exigent circumstances is a key word in this whole process. These are amendments that were worked out over the last several months between the law enforcement community, the Criminal Defense Bureau, and the ACLU, and they are all supportive of these changes. And what it does is basically sets a balancing test in many regards. Then it goes on to 7, and what it also does, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, it removes here the drone is used to track an individual fleeing the scene of a crime. That's out, okay? And the reason for that, it's probably subsumed within the rest of the bill and the amendments. And then Section 7, a law enforcement agency may operate a drone for the purpose of training in the use of a drone, and the acquisition of the information for the operation of a drone. Any image or other information is acquired through the use of the drone by a law enforcement agency under this section and evidence derived from this image of the information, A, is not admissible in or may not be disclosed in any judicial proceedings, administrative proceedings, arbitration proceedings, or other adjudicatory proceedings, and may not be used to establish reasonable suspicion of probable cause to believe that an offense has been committed. Mr. Chair, members of the committee. So they can use it for training, but they can't use it for general searches. And so it's to ensure that it's a very limited purpose.
Okay, colleagues, I'm going to open it up for discussion on the A9 amendments. I'll start off here. Mr. Taylor, is there anything? I mean, the A9 pretty much sounds like it deals with the law enforcement issue.
So, Chair, members of the committee, yes, they do.
Okay, and for members of the audience here, use of a UAV in agricultural purposes will be acceptable within the bounds outlined in the bill, but we didn't do anything to exclude the use for farmers and ranchers to be able to use drones in their work on their property.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, nothing that we do here impacts that. Whether it would be a problem with the federal government, I'll leave that to the federal FAA to determine, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. What it does do, it limits for certain period of time the ability for state agencies, public bodies, to use drones or obtain information obtained from drones. I think until 2016 was a sunset provision in the bill. But it does not impact agriculture, private use, so long as as I said, FAA issues.
So, other comments?
Mr. Chair, I'm going to go ahead and just move for the adoption of the A9 amendments into House Bill 2710A, understanding that we'll have continued discussion, but at least we'll get this on the table.
Senator Przanski moves to adopt the A9 amendments to House Bill 2710A. Any discussion? Questions? Senator Crew?
No, go ahead.
So all I was going to say is that I think the important part here is what has been put on the record, but it's maybe worth saying one more time. It is the amendments in the A9 are really focusing on law enforcement use. When you look at what's being, let's say, recaptured on Section 3, and the reworking of that was to ensure that either the crime has been committed, is in the process of being committed, or it appears that is about to occur, and you have these other criteria such as that external circumstances exist and it's unreasonable at that time to be able to get a warrant, that they can in fact mobilize a drone for those purposes. And, Mr. Chair, I think, again, on Section 7, my review of it is really giving us a little bit more detailed information than what the old Section 7 has as to what can be used for the purpose of training and what is the impact if there's information that's obtained during those trainings as to the limitations of how it can be used. So I'm personally fine with what we have now, and it seems to accomplish, I think, Mr. Chair, what you wanted to accomplish in the original intent of 2710, and speaking for the Senate Judiciary Committee, what we were willing to go forward with for this purpose of, let's say, starting block. And I'll let Senator Cruz kind of build on that.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. To follow on what Senator Brzezinski was saying, I think our focus on this was on the government side of things and what government can and cannot do. And I'm relatively comfortable, as we said in committee and actually on the floor when we passed this, was this is an issue we'll be dealing with probably every session for as long as any of us are in this building because the technology keeps moving. I think on a lot of this, you know, when it comes to the use by law enforcement, there's going to be some reasonable standards here, and I think at the end of the day, we may let the courts figure that portion out. That can be argued in court, and we'll see if the bench comes up with standards in case law that suit our needs, and if they don't, then we could come back and revisit that. I would suggest probably one of the thornier issues yet to be decided is the whole issue of trespass and how we deal with that and the use. I mean, for example, you know, if I had a drone and I was using it in my agricultural practice, I'm on my own property, everything's okay, but I got to fly over somebody else's property. I mean, these are the issues yet to be decided, and at this point in time, we have this arbitrary 400-foot division between state authority and federal authority. I'm not sure how that would even hold up. So having said that, we need to have something we can work off of, and I think this bill is a good starting point, and I assure you we will probably be revisited it next February as well. So this is a good start, and I supported it with amendment.
Senator Brzezinski?
Just one follow-up from Senator Cruz. The intent of this bill is not to undo any existing laws that we currently have on the books. And I know that there have been some individuals and organizations that have looked for us to give exemptions from existing law. We are not doing that. It may come at some point where we would look at that and consider that, but that's not happening in this process today.
Well, I want to thank everybody for the work that's been done. Bill, Becky, Aaron, Kevin, Gail, on and on. There's been a lot of time spent on this, and I truly appreciate it. I felt it was really important coming into this session that we set some statewide guidelines. One of the pieces of the bill that I'm really excited about is the statewide preemption.
Strange.
I felt it was really important to have the guidelines at the state level under state control and not have a patchwork of ordinances throughout the state. And so I truly appreciate everybody's work. Is that it? All righty.
We just have to vote.
Those of the opinion that the A9 amendments to House Bill 2710 be adopted will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, no. Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, I move that the House concur with the Senate amendments dated June 5th and that the bill further be amended by the A9s, which we just adopted, into House Bill 2710, dated 6/24/13, and that the bill be repassed.
Senator Brzezinski moves that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 5th and that the bill be further amended with the A9 amendments and repassed. Any discussion on that? Hearing none. Those of the opinion that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 5th and that the bill be further amended with the A9 amendments and be repassed will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Clerk will call the roll.
Oh, we just did it.
Yeah, we just did
that. We did that. We don't need to call the roll.
We could be certain.
X that out there.
Take that one off.
Motion carries.
Excellent.
Yeah, for the record, the vote was unanimous.
Yeah.
Okay, just for the record.
For the record. Any final comments?
Yeah. Senator Cruz will carry for the Senate.
And I will carry for the House. Unless Representative Williamson would like to. Because she did such an able job in advocating for
As long as he doesn't drone on, I would support that.
Nothing else? We are adjourned.
Thank you.